Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this Thursday, August 7th. We're going to start in California, where in Los Angeles, federal and state investigators say they've unraveled a sophisticated and frankly a shocking fraud scheme involving hospital executives, doctors, and homeless advocates, where they say hundreds of homeless people were recruited in a scam that went on for years and bilked the state and federal health systems out of millions of dollars. Two people, a hospital administrator and a homeless advocate, have been arrested, and officials say they have many more arrests to make. For more on this developing story, we turn now to Brian Watt of Southern California Public Radio, KPCC. Good morning. Very early there, Brian.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
This case for us. And first, if you could just give us a little description of Skid Row. It really is an unusual place in Los Angeles, very unique to that city.
Yes, a multi-block area where basically homeless people reside as best they can. There are a lot of shelters. There are missions that try to serve the homeless. And if a scheme like this is looking for homeless people to use in order to bilk, this is where you would go in Los Angeles to find those people. And they set up this assessment center right in the heart of Skid Row, essentially in this building that housed what appeared to be storefront churches when I went there. And the people that you encounter there are, you know, you certainly get the impression that they are mentally ill or that they have some sort of substance abuse problem. And so here is apparently where the pipeline of homeless patients, quote unquote, was started and funneled to these three hospitals here in Southern California.
And it was a very intricate system. So someone would recruit these homeless people, according to investigators,
right,
offer them $20 to $30, what would happen? They would be taken to a hospital, then what happened?
So, yeah, apparently you had a sort of a group of runners or stringers, depending on which claim or which indictment you're reading, who would go out into Skid Row, onto the streets, and recruit these people. They didn't show up necessarily at this assessment center by themselves. The runners or stringers would go out, recruit them, ask them if they were on Medicare and Medi-Cal. If they said yes, if they did qualify for these health care benefits, then they would be invited. They would be encouraged to go to this assessment center there at Skid Row and promised payments of up to $30. Some people got $20. Some people got $30. And they'd get to this assessment center where apparently there was some medical staff. Investigators say a lot of the staff there was untrained. And the staff there would essentially cook up phony diagnoses, in some cases cook up false medical records, and refer these folks to one of three hospitals. And it happened in a lot of cases it happened over and over again for the same homeless person.
And a doctor would be involved, according to an investigator, would actually sign off on this now phony trail for this individual.
Absolutely. Doctors at the hospitals are also named in the complaint, the admitting physicians. So this is one of those cases that goes from the street all the way to the guy who set up the assessment center on Skid Row to the admitting physician there at the hospital, and to the CEO of the hospital. So yeah, it would go from street all the way to hospital, and then of course Medicare or Medi-Cal, which is our state-run insurance program, would be billed.
Finally, very quickly, how much money are they alleging was bilked through this process?
Well, we're talking about, I was looking at figures in the LA Times this morning, $10 million is an estimate that's out there right now in terms of what the government lost to this scheme.
$10 million, wow.
$10 million, thousands of homeless people run through this pipeline.
Brian Watt, thank you so much for that update.
Thank you.
Brian Watt is a reporter for Southern California Public Radio, KPCC, and clearly lots more to come on that story.
Well, the sad irony is, of course, that's an underserved population that probably needs more health care, yet they're objects and candidates for a fraud scam. It's really, really.